Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Love
okay,
Talk
here we go.
Radio.
Live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ooh, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio with another video. Well, you know, this is a different kind of video. Why did I, you know, sitting so high like this is really kind of becoming like, I don't know. I'm gonna need a new chair because this, I'm not really finding my space with this. But not for nothing. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's been 2 days, so you guys are like, where the hell have you been? And to be honest with you, I've been motherfucking tired. Okay? I've been busy. I've been doing stuff behind the scenes. Been doing a lot of ripping and running. So, goddamn it, if I look tired today, I look tired. All right? So, how are you guys doing? I won't be on this weekend because it is Pride weekend. So, I'm taking this time off, but I definitely will be back next week, and we will get into some motherfucking things. Now that you guys are in the building, I wanted to have a conversation. So I am starting a GoFundMe. Now, mind you, I never thought that I was going to be like the GoFundMe type or a person to have a GoFundMe. Never thought that that would be something that I would do. But the time has come for me to start a GoFundMe. I never thought I would have a GoFundMe. Oh, well, hold on. Let me say hi to my people there on Facebook. And shout out to everybody that's watching the replay. All right. So shout out to the people on Facebook. Shout out to the people on YouTube. This is going to be a quick live because the nigga's tired. But yes, I am starting to GoFundMe. And so let's get into what a little bit of the GoFundMe is going to be about. Like I was saying before, I never thought that I would be doing a GoFundMe until literally last night. I was in my bed and an idea popped in my mind and I was like, okay, I need to do a GoFundMe. Oh, shit. All right. Also, okay, so, well, let's get into it. Okay, so the GoFundMe is going to be helping me start a radio station, an internet radio station, okay? And so I'll tell you, it's a lofty amount, but the GoFundMe, it'll be in conjunction with donations, and plus I'll be putting some of my personal money into it as well. So I'll just get to it. We're asking for $10,000 in the GoFundMe. The good thing about it is that there is no time frame. There is no set time that it has to be done by. Within the next year, I want to get the radio station off the ground. And the reason for that is because, the music part of my show and my channel has really gotten so big. I love that you guys like to discuss the music, artists, what artists are hot, what artists are not. I love doing my musical predictions and breakdowns. However, how nice would it be to debate the music on the show and then be able to go and play the music? While I love YouTube, I'm not able to actually play music, commercial music, that is, without it being flagged or you know, risking copyright. So the idea is to play commercial music and watch this, and give my independent babies, my independent artists, a place for their music to be played alongside your Drake, Meek Mills, Cardi B's, Nicki Minaj. You know, I want to be able to throw a Mocahontas song right after a Nicki Minaj record. And, you know, it can be in the mix of the things. So in order to do that, we have to have some manpower. We have to have a big infrastructure that's done right, I have to buy the licensing to play commercial music. So, and for those people that don't know what commercial music is, that's everything that you hear on the radio, you know, top 40, Billboard, top 100 hits. Like, in order to play that, you have to have a licensing. So that comes in at $500. And I would also have to buy those records to have. You know how if you have iTunes, you have to like purchase records. I mean, songs, you cannot download it. And if you have Apple Music or Tidal, those are just streaming. Those are streaming platforms. So you're not able to download those individual songs and upload them to a separate server and play them through your radio station. So if I wanted to buy, you know, play a Drake album, I would literally have to buy the Drake album or pay $1.99 per every Drake song. So I'm asking for at least, I'm trying to raise at least $5,000 for commercial music. So that's, you know, so that's what, $2,500? I mean, 2,500 songs, commercial songs that I could have on the site to throw in with independent artists. So I think it'll be a good idea. I think it'll be a good concept. I think it will grow. And I think that it will let some of the independent artists feel a part of something. And you guys know how I feel about the independent artists. And I feel as though with the success of Armand Listens to Your Music Live and our first season, I definitely want to up the ante. I definitely want to put artists in position to actually win, whether you win the competition or not. If you're good enough, you could be featured on our site and you could be played amongst the greats. Now, if you're an artist, then you know it's not cheap to get airtime on a radio station. A lot of artists spend thousands of dollars for one song. So I'm trying to do it in an affordable way. Also, I'm going to be developing a free app that you're able to download so you can take the show on the road with you. So we'll be doing talk and we'll be listening to music. So we'll do the talk show segment on there. We might even cancel the membership on YouTube and just bring the membership to the app. So the app will be a free app. No, do not super chat. No. We need you. No, I'm going to put the link. Just put the link. No. Do not super chat because that's going to go. I mean, you could do it. I'll put it towards the GoFundMe. But if you here, let me give you the link for the GoFundMe. But however, thank you for the super chat. Thank you. Put it here. Here's the link for the GoFundMe if you would like to donate to the station. We set it up today. I hope that's the right name. Hold on, let me see. No, please don't super chat. Oh, did I just like go to my whole thing? Hold on. But thank you for the $100, Ricardo. Thank you. Hold on. I'm trying to get the GoFundMe link here. Did I send the right link? I just don't want you guys in my damn email. Okay, it's the right link. Hold on. Let me make sure it's the right link. It is the right link? Okay. All right, so that's the idea. So I want, and so the other part is, so I said I got the app and I got the airplay for the independent artists and the commercial artists. And two, I just think it'd be a great way, you know, with changes happening with YouTube, if we are able to have an uncensored conversation on the app, it would be better. So, like I said, it's no rush. There's no deadline. Any dollar counts. Don't feel as though like I'm looking to, you know, this has to happen today because I still have goals that I'm trying to reach on YouTube. But we are in the process of starting it. So within the next year or even year and a half, I want to kind of build this thing. So I just thought I'd throw it out into the atmosphere now. if you feel so ever inclined to donate to the GoFundMe for the radio internet radio station, then thank you. And understand that this is going towards the build, the growth of the artist, and providing a platform for people that are unable to get their music out there. You guys know I love my artists. You know I love my music people. And so I know how hard it is to get airplay. So if I can provide a means for us to get those artists out there in the mix with their favorite artists, I'm all for it. It's just expensive, you know, and the way I do things, you guys know I'm going to want it to be done right. I'm going to want to do giveaways. I'm going to want to have the graphics, the website done. I want a chat, embedded chat. I want you to be able to call in and make requests. So there's a lot that I want to include in the mobile app. And the mobile app will also feature Android and iPhone. And so that's going to be pretty expensive. And so it's just a lot of work. However, I think we can do it if we get it done together. And so I want to say thank you guys all in advance for donating. I want to say shout out to Ricardo for donating, dropping a whopping $100 instantly. I want to say shout out to Sing Pray Love for dropping $20 immediately. So shout out to you guys. Thank you guys all. Like I said, I've never thought about doing a GoFundMe before, but I'm like, you know what? In order to get this done the right way, we have to build this thing together. Now, here's the best part, and I haven't even told you the best part. I'm working on different levels, and I will keep you up to date on the levels. But for certain levels, if you donate like 500 and above, you will be considered a lifetime sponsor, which means, you know, we will definitely give you shout outs on our commercial breaks for being a sponsor, or you can choose to have an airdrop on the show, meaning, you know, you can tell the listeners how much you love the show, but we always want to acknowledge those who have contributed in a significant way to the growth of the radio station. So for those donors that are going to come out there and really help give the foundation for that, we want to make sure that you are recognized from you know, infinity and beyond, you know, for your contribution to this platform that we're trying to create. So that's one thing. Now I'm working on the levels of it because we want to have levels for almost everybody, because we understand that everybody cannot donate large amounts. But for those people that do invest in this and really, you know, see the vision and try to, you know, donate substantially, we will have a special place for you inside the station forever. Okay? Now, because we're on here and it's just, you know, we can get into some things for a second. I want to talk about a lot of people was hating on the Cardi B situation, and I love the Cardi B Press music video. Let's just be very clear. I loved Press. I love the titties in Press. I love the dancing in Press. I think she did a phenomenal job in that video. She looked good. A lot of people were talking about her breasts, but a lot of people that was talking about her breasts probably are mad because their breasts don't sit up. Okay? So we can't judge a book by its cover like that, okay? Her breasts look good. I wasn't really sold too much on the stomach. It wasn't, you know, the girls that's getting this lipo thing, it's actually a look. When I was in LA, I seen that girl. What's her name? Megan from the Bad Girls Club, I think that's her name. She's like, she's one of them, you know, Bad Girls Club, one of those old ass ones. She's from Houston. Anyway, she had it done too. Didn't look good. It looks like Etch-a-Sketch abs or something. It does not look good at all. Don't look good. And Cardi B, I've seen a little resemblance of that. That don't look good. So women, don't get that. I don't think I like that. That don't look sexy. Mm-mm. That didn't look good. I've seen that on her. I didn't like that. But however, the video was nice. The video was nice. And so I liked the video. I think the video was good, and I like the idea that she came up with that concept all on her own. So shout out to her for that. I really haven't been up on anything because when I take my time off, I take my time off because, you know, when I'm on, I'm on. So really, you know, the last week of the month and going into this, you know, I'm really not on as much. But I definitely will be back next week. We will be hitting it hard next week, okay? And so, yeah, so again, if you guys would like to donate to the GoFundMe, you definitely can. For the people on Facebook that would like to donate to the GoFundMe, you can. I have shared the link to my Facebook page. If you would like to donate to the GoFundMe, it will be great. So, it's totally up to you. It's not a must, but it will be a plus. All right, so if you guys want to ask any questions, I have the call-in number open. If you guys want to ask any questions regarding the GoFundMe, regarding the money, regarding, you know, what my plans are, so let me open that line up to you guys. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, if you would like to call in now. We have no callers in the queue. All right. So if nothing else, we are going to get out of here. I'm tired. I got to go eat. I just want to let you guys know that the GoFundMe is up and it's live. And we're looking to create, but don't feel rushed into having to donate. Honestly, I'm giving this project at least, you know, about a year, year and a half. If we can get it done sooner than that, sure. If not, we're still going to be creating content here. It's just we're setting it up for the future, okay? We'll take a call. All right, area code 773-8182. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Omar?
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to say, man, I like what you're doing with your show. You know, keep pushing, keep promoting it and things like that. I love what you're doing with the show.
Thank you.
Sometimes I feel like you kind of go back and forth with Cardi. You know, you'll like something and then you might not like something else. But that's your opinion.
I don't dislike Cardi B. So, you know, I can go back and forth because that's fair. Some shit she do,
right.
I don't like. Some shit she do, I like.
Right. And it's the same way. I didn't particularly care for the press single. I thought it was just, as far as being the summertime, you know, people, you know, the younger the way the music is going now, the younger generation, they want to hear bops. They want to hear something that they can get up and dance to and things like that. And I felt like press just was not that. You know, I know she recorded that song, I believe, about a year ago. And I'm like, I think she should have just put it out then, you know, instead of putting it out now. But, you know, the video kind of gives it life because I didn't like the song. I didn't like it, period. But now since I've seen the video, you know, it kind of now makes me like the song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hold on real quick. Please, I appreciate the donations and the super chats. By the way, I love them. We love to receive super chats. But if I have to choose, listen, if you want to donate a super chat and to the GoFundMe, that's great. But if I had to choose, I would prefer you to donate it to the GoFundMe because the more money we have in the GoFundMe, the faster we can start the station, okay? The super chats, while they're great,
the GoFundMe will be better.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, caller. But thank you, Miss A.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I had to say. I mean, I love what you're doing. I watch you. I try to follow you as much as I can. I love what you're doing on your platform. And it's going to get big. It's going to get bigger. So just much respect to you and what you're doing and And that's basically all I have to say. I'm going to get off the line.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye. Let me see. Somebody, Ricardo said that he made a donation, but it's not. Yep, I see it in there. Ricardo Munoz and Kay Wango. Thank you, Ricardo, for the $200 donation. Wow. Right off the jump. And thank you, Kay, for the $25 donation. Okay, so somebody, let's take some more callers real quick. 317-7938, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm new to your show, and I just love everything that you do. I think you're really great, and you're very entertaining, and everything that you say is nothing but it's opinions, but it's good placed opinions to me.
Okay. Thank you so much for the support. I'm glad that you like it. I'm glad. And listen, everything I say, I don't mean it as law. Like you said, it's just my opinion, but I try to give a logical opinion. I try to be as non-biased as possible. And so I just thank you that you appreciate it and that you recognize that. So thank you for your support.
Thank you so much. You're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So a lot of people are coming in late, asking what the GoFundMe is for. You might have to scroll to the back because I can't keep restarting what it's about. You can click the link, you can read it, but I'll give you a brief synopsis for those people that are late. The GoFundMe is for the start of a internet radio station so that I can play independent artists with commercial artists. Commercial artists are Drake, Nicki Minaj, any celebrity artists. I want to be able to throw my individual artists in the mix with the commercial artists and have them spinning on the air. I want to give independent artists a platform where their music can be played amongst, you know, big celebrities. Also, I like to talk music on this platform. You guys like to talk music. We like to debate music. So in that, I want to be able to debate music with you guys and also back it up with the tracks. So if we're talking about Cardi B and we're talking about Press, then we should be able to go play Press. And then if we want to talk about Nicki Minaj and Bad Baby, we should be able to drop that motherfucking record and listen to it right on the spot. We can't do that. We can't really get into some things like that on YouTube, because you get flagged, you get copywritten. So, you know, that's the whole point of creating the GoFundMe, to create this radio station and the app so that it can be a mobile free app so that you can take the show on the road, play it in the car or wherever you are. And honestly, that's really the idea. And for us to, you know, with a lot of changes coming from YouTube, a lot of different channels are being, you know, shadow banned and, you know, things like that. I want us to be able to talk freely without having to worry about, you know, being flagged or striked. You know, there's a lot of things that's happening. So it's just creating an independent platform for my listeners to really get the full-on experience, for you guys not to have to leave. We can do members onlys there. We can do tarot readings on the app. We can play music on the app, on the station. We can do so many things. And so that's the whole idea behind creating the GoFundMe. But it costs a lot of money to buy individual songs. You know, if you want to support artists, whether they're independent or mainstream artists, the first way you support an artist is get the music licensing. You got to have the music license to play commercial music. Also, you have to buy each individual song that you want to play on your station. You can't just go download that shit. So, and you know, on iTunes, songs start at $1.99. So, you know, a bulk of the money is going to be coming to creating a music library. I mean, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be, if I was an independent artist, I don't want to be an independent artist on a radio station that's being played with a whole bunch of other motherfucking independent artists. Because the idea for me is, if I'm a listener, I don't want to just listen to a bunch of niggas that I don't know, ain't never heard of. But, you know, I might listen to this nigga I never heard of if in the middle of that I can get a piece of Drake, I can get a little City Girls, I can get a little Nicki Minaj, I can get a little, you know, back and forth. And then you throw in a little independent artist. And then you, you know, mix it up again. It's all a melting pot. So you you never know. People won't look at you as an independent artist. They'll look at you like a regular artist. And not for nothing, I can't go into who's what and who's attached and who's following and who's, but we got some big names that's been watching the show. We really do. We really, and I'm like so grateful for that. And so it's time to step it up. I'm so fucking thankful. I'm so grateful. And now it's time to keep our foot on these bitches' necks. So, all right, y'all. Let's take another call.
Hey, man. What's up, Armin?
Hey, what's going on?
I have some opinions about some stuff, but, like, I didn't want to get off track. So, with the Cardi B, what was you open to taking opinions about?
Yeah, you could do it. You could do that. You could go ahead. We could do that. If you want to go ahead and get it off your chest, go ahead and get off your chest.
Yeah, okay. This all I wanted to say, right? It's like when people ask, will Cardi B make it? And then the whole comparing to Beyonce, it's a lot I want to say, but I'm going to just say this one thing. All right,
okay.
Beyonce came from like a middle class family, right? I mean, she didn't really come from, like, she had a home. She had both parents, and she just came from a different background. And yet her tenacity to want to be in the lifestyle she in, like, she made it. Now we're talking about a female that came from an even lower, you know what I'm saying, position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe she didn't have her mom and her dad. And I don't know, just based off of her testimony of stuff she said she didn't went through. Like, I've been following Cardi B since the Crooked Teeth and Followers. So
okay.
I'm just saying, for her to have, what makes people think that when Cardi B make it to where she is now, like, she don't have that inner tenacity herself to be on Beyonce level and beyond? Like, basically, both women was willing to do whatever, and I feel like Cardi B was willing, like, she willing to do even more because she's had to do even more. You feel me? Like,
yes.
She really had to come a long way, and she did that quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think people don't really take that into consideration. I had said that earlier in your comments. Like, it just depends on who you more identify with. If you came from more a middle-class morale, then I think you more going to like the Nicki Minaj and, like, Beyonce. But if you really came maybe from the background that Cardi B came from, you know, you want to see her win because you identify yourself with her.
Okay. Well,
that's
thank
it,
you,
really.
Caller. No,
you
got it off your chest.
You.
Thank you, boo.
Yeah.
Bye. She wanted to get that off. Listen, a lot of people felt some type of way about that Beyonce video, but, you know, the facts are the facts. Also, as we're talking about the facts, I just wanted to let you guys know that, yeah, listen, whatever you guys say about Bad Baby, listen, you don't have to like her. You can, you know, you, but she's popping. Her video was trending number 3. I think it's still like number 8. It's dropped. But keep watching out for what I said. They're keeping her in the background, and they're keeping her kind of lit in the background. So that's also happening, all right? All right, so so like I said, with the Bad Baby, because a lot of y'all was hating. A lot of y'all was, like, mad pressed about that. And I'm letting y'all know, listen, Bad Baby, whether you like her or not, whether you like her come up or not, the girl has talent. She can actually out-rap Cardi B. And she has some good-ass producers, too. And she has some good-ass beats. And they are grooming her to be the next generation's rap superstar. Now, it's going to be up to her when that moment comes for her to capitalize off of it and not be stupid. And if she plays her cards right, she will be a force to be reckoned with. Now, So back to, I'm having a lot of people come onto this live. A lot of people thinking I'm probably like begging for money. Yeah, because I'm like people I ain't never seen before. I want to shout out to my friends on Facebook. Shout out to my people here on YouTube. We are streaming on multiple platforms right now. So we have split the stream. Shout out to everybody that is watching the stream. If you guys would like to donate to the GoFundMe, the links are in the comments. All right. So I'm going to take a couple more calls. Then I'm going to get up out of here. All right. Hold. Okay. 469-9799. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. I think people just really just need to just chill on the whole hate train as far as Nicki and Cardi. Honestly,
okay.
I like both. I like both. I'm not going to sit up here in front and be like, oh, I was never a fan of Nicki. I was a fan of her, but I also could relate to Cardi B more than I could relate to Nicki because Cardi is more open with her life, where Nicki is very private, and when she says things, it kind of comes off as bullyish, and sometimes she does bully people. However,
okay.
the press situation, I agree with the other caller. When she did that snippet on her Instagram, she should have released that song then and not money,
yes.
Because everybody was anticipating, like, okay, like, what is this? Like, pop up, guess who, bitch? Like, everybody was using that caption, like, pop up, guess who, bitch? But we didn't know, like, the full lyrics of the song or the total vibe of the song. So when it dropped, it was like we anticipated it, and then it turned out to me personally, I'm a very big Cardi B fan. I don't stream. I buy everything she has. And when I listened to it, I was like, wow, like, this is something I've been waiting on, and it wasn't what I expected it to be. The video did make it better, but she still should have dropped it when she did that snippet. She shouldn't have held people off as long as she did. Now, as far as Nicki, again, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan, too. She can call me a Purdue chicken. I don't give a damn, like, whatever. But I didn't like Megatron.
Oh, yeah, I like
Megatron. The only problem that I have with Nicki, and I know a lot of people probably going to get upset, is, you know, I was a victim of sexual abuse as a child. And for her to associate herself with pedophiles, in my opinion, I don't like that. So it's kind of like, ooh, it isn't a good look for you, sis. Like, I like you, but that ain't a good look, because you have people out here who are actually victims of this, and for you to downplay it like, oh, y'all don't know what happened, and this, that, and the third, like, yeah, we don't know what happened, but you don't know what happened either, and there's true victims that take things like that to heart. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword at the end of the day with the whole Nicki Minaj situation, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you, Armand.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get into the sexual stuff because that gets a little heavy. And, yes. Okay, so we're going to listen. We're going to take the last three. It's got to be 60 seconds. All right. 972-5992. You're live on the air.
Oh, my God, that's me.
Yes,
hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
This is AJ. I'm calling from Dallas, and I just want to let you know that I love you. I'm always watching you, and, like, I'm rooting for you. So
thank you.
You keep winning, baby.
Thank you, boo. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, last caller, Virginia Beach. You're live on the air. Or that's at least the area. Last 420-46.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
This your old lady.
what's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great.
Good. I'm not going to be long. I just want to say there's room for everybody out there.
Yes.
Everybody got to eat. Everybody got to eat. That's all I wanted to say. You
Thank
know,
you so
all
much.
The girls are doing well as far as I'm concerned. They could take a page out of Chi-Rock, Debbie D, Lisa Lee, Queen Latifah, or them girls' book, and just let everybody eat. That's all I wanted to say. Have a good day. Love you, boo.
Thank you. Bye. All right, so we're going to wrap that there.